One
way to God. One way to God. One way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Well, there's one way to God. One way to God. One way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. We thank you, praise God, for the elders of righteousness. Thank you for that love. You all kept for your soul. I won't let you out of Yah, and Yahuwah, and Paleo Hebrew, and Modern Hebrew, we say Yahweh. We thank and praise God. Our all He is our all. He is our all. In Him we live, move, have our being, exist. So we see here, thank and praise our life, and Yah. We say he dwells in Christ. Amen. He was God in Christ reconciling the world into himself. So, and Jesus even said this. He says, well, John said this. John said he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. So many people do not know who he is, amen. And then we see here, also, the scripture tells us, you know, what Philip says in the 14th chapter of John, it says, show us the Father that we be sufficient. Show us the Father. So we see the other day that, you know, he wants to know him, to reveal himself to you today, friends. I'm letting you know that God loves you, wants to care, wants to save you, my friend. So he says, show us the Father, and we'll be suffice, and we'll be satisfied. But he said, have not been so long time with you, Philip, and thou hast not known me? That's the way the world is right now today. That's the way the world is right now today. I was listening to this guy. He didn't have no regard for God. He had no respect for him. And, you know, he just say he just gone by himself. But he's going to find out he'll lose that away. Amen. So we see here today that you must have Christ. You must have him, the HaMashiach. I mean, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach. Amen. So we see here. You got to have him. All right. I'm talking about the substance today. All right. All of everything. Amen. He is the creator of all. All right. Everything exists because of Yahweh, Yahuwah, meaning he is letting you know that he is the one that created us all. Amen. And see, a lot of people don't understand that, you know, a lot of people don't understand. We say God, but do we know his name? Right. Do we know his Hebrew name? Do we know him? Amen. Do we have a relationship with him? Do we have a strong relationship with him? I'm letting you know, friend. It is time for you, praise God, it's time for you to come to Christ, amen, you know, come to him through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which we know is Yahshua HaMashiach, amen. Not that one you have on the wall with the long hair, that Caucasian guy, all right, with the long hair and blue eyes, and blonde or either brunette hair. Not him, all right? I'm talking about the real one, praise God. Amen. See, you got to know him. If you know him, you can make it, friend. So we see that you must believe in him, trust in him, right? You have an opportunity today. For he is real, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God. Now, as the scripture says, praise God, in Isaiah, amen, he was the eager-eyed prophet, and his name was Yahshua. In other words, his name, amen, had that into it, amen, by salvation. His name, talking about Isaiah. I mean, we call him Isaiah, Yahshua. So we see him as he speaks out and he says these words today. He says it in the scripture in Isaiah 45 and 12th verse. Thou made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hand, have stretched out, and all the host have I commanded. So see, amen. We know, praise Yahweh, hallelujah. Praise him. We know that he created the heavens. Isaiah, all right, commonly known as. So we see here, he created the heavens and the earth, and he formed it, see? I mean, he created light and he created darkness. He did it all, friend. He said, and he created peace. he made peace and created evil. And the Bible says, he said, I, the Lord, doeth all these things. That's in Isaiah, amen, 45 and 7. So we see that as we go on, that God created the heavens and the earth. All right? And he's our Savior, too. Some people say, well, I thought Jesus was our Savior. Well, because he was in Christ, reconciling the world into himself. Body was the tent. Or the temple. Amen. But we see here today, he is in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. He said in the same chapter, in 45:22, he said, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God. Amen. See? And there's none else. So we see here today, amen, you must trust in him. You must believe in him. Amen. You must give him your alliance. Amen. If you want to pledge your allegiance, you better pledge your allegiance to the living Yahweh, the living God, Yahuwah, Yahweh. Amen. So we see here today that you must come to him in true repentance and believe in him and put your trust in him. All right? And that's what you got to do. Amen. So he created us. Amen. So as we go on, praise God, as we see this today, God, I mean, Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. He said that in the 14th chapter of John. He says, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. I said then, show us the Father. Father in me. In other words, it was one and the same, and people just don't understand it. Amen. So we see here, you got to believe that he is. Amen. You got to believe he is, praise God. He said that I am the first, I am the last. And beside me, there is no other God, no God. Amen. Talking about in the 44 Isaiah, verse 6. So we see here, you must believe in him and trust in him. All right, and he says in the 45th, he said, He said, I am the Lord. I mean, I am Yahweh. Amen. There's none else. There's none else. That's what he said. There's no God beside me. He said, there's no God beside me. All right? And he tells us that. We look at that, and you got to realize that. You got to realize there is no other God, but he's the one that created us. Amen. Yahweh. Amen. Yahuwah. Now, I was looking at the Tetragrammaton. Amen. For those you don't know, the Tetragrammaton, amen, is YHWH. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh. So we see here, if you look at that, all right, and you look at Yahweh, the name Yahweh, you take the vowel A and you take the vowel E out of it, all right? Think about it. And what you have, the Tetragrammaton. You look at that. You think about that. That's something you got to consider, all right? So we see here, he is the one that we should be serving. I mean, not all these other things that people are serving. And the world is going wicked and wicked. Every day and every year is getting more wicked. We know why? Because it has no God in it. Amen. They don't have no God in their concept. They don't have God in their precepts. They don't have him, you know, in him, meaning that they don't have the spirit within him. Them and these people are doing all kinds of crazy things. I mean, Satan is doing his job by deceiving everybody in the world. He's doing his job by deceiving. He's the master of deception. So we see here today that you must come to Christ. Amen. While you have an opportunity, the Hamashiach. Amen. The living God, amen. We call him God. But see, I want to tell you another thing. We say God a lot of time. Amen. He is our Elohim, Elohim. All right. But I'm letting you know something today, friend. All right. There's many so-called little gods out there. So many of them, they call people got their gods. Some gods is their car. Some is their idol that they worship. Some worship that idol on the wall. They call it Jesus. With the blonde hair, amen, Caucasian man, all right, they worship him, all right? But I'm letting you know today, amen, we got to stop that. Take that picture down. Discard that picture, all right, because that's not the right image of our Savior, praise God. So we see here today that you need to notice, praise God. That's an engraven image. That's an image that you're serving and so forth. And I'm letting you know today that you must have Christ, the real Christ. Amen. You know, not that pretty one they call pretty and supposed to be so handsome, accessory voyager that they got on the wall. All right. Pope Alexander the VI, son. All right, that he commissioned Leonardo da Vinci to paint as Jesus, but that's not him. All right, that's not him. See, Satan has got into the world to deceive the whole world through deception. Through deception, and we need to come back to the real Father, the real Father, the real Creator, the real Elohim. All right, the real Elohim, talking about him. All right, we need to talk about it. So many people have been deceived. Even some of the churches are doing things that is not even in his will today. All right, they got homosexual churches going around here. All right, homosexual pastors and, you know, all these different things that are going on. They got women preaching in the pulpit when they got their monthly ministry. Going on, you know, things, think about it, all these different things is going on, you know, when in the old days, and at the temple, they wouldn't allow, amen, nothing like that in the temple, nothing gay, nothing homosexual, wouldn't stand it. It wouldn't let it stand for it. It wouldn't stand in the temple years ago. I mean, they wouldn't stand for a woman with an issue of blood, all right, having a menstrual period on. They wouldn't have that, all right, and they talk about all these women bishops and the elders. What in the world the church is going to? Satan has deceived the whole world. It's deceiving. He's doing a good job. And God is calling us out of this worldly system. And out of this worldly system, we should go. And man, we should flee from these different things that is going on right now, today, friend. And letting you know that God does that. That background stuff you hear is rain. I'm out here in my vehicle, amen. Broadcasting. Isn't technology great? Amen. So we see here, we need to look at this here and consider. And you know, a lot of people don't even study the origin of what they worship. They don't understand where it began, where it started, or nothing. You know, a lot of people just get out there and do all these things and think they're doing right. But the Bible said there's a way that seems right to me, but the end thereof is the way of destruction. Yeah. All right. So we see here today, all right, be not deceived no more. Be not deceived no more. Praise God. Satan is trying to deceive everybody. All right. Let me know that. So we see here today that you must come to Christ while you have an opportunity today and believe on him. All right. That same Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. We see here today. Amen. So we see here, they're telling you that that Mary was the father of Jesus, but her name was Marian. Amen. That was the name. All right. And Jesus, Yahusha. Yahusha. And Yahusha was, I'm calling something Yahshua. But we see here today that people, we have been deceived to believe that things that is not so. God is a good. Amen. He is one. He is our sovereignty. The one that blesses us. The one that can heal us. Right now, to give honor to some people, we give honor to our Most High God. Amen. Also to our general overseer, that Church of God, the Bible. Amen. Apostle C.A. Coward, General Overseer, and then R. J. McLeod, he's our Bishop. R. J. McLeod is our guiding bishop. And then we also have my pastor, my Bishop Adrian Melinda Shaw. And then we give honor to this great man, Bishop Rick Shaw. And then we give honor to him and Elder Williams. And overseer, we thank and praise God for all those brethren. And also to Terry Sheffield, and also our district elder of the West Coast, Elder Johnson. Praise God. We give honor to all them brethren. Amen. All those brothers, we give honor to Elder Ray Johnson, and we praying for him today. All right, we thank and praise God. Amen. Let me know that you can make it, praise God. We see here today that we need to stop being deceived, praise God. Amen. We need to stop, amen, being deceived and search. All right, you got to search. You got to study. Show yourself approved. That's what people is doing. See, Satan is trying to deceive the world. Amen. They got those people in Israel right now today. All right, which are Kabarians. All right. Kabarians. In Israel now, they're Gentiles. They're European. That's what they call it, Europeans. So we see here today, those All right, so you can call in and search it for yourself, friend. are these people? Who are the people of Israel? Who are the real people of Israel? And as we see here today, amen, Judah mourneth at the gate, is blackened to the ground. I'm letting you know today, friend, you need to know who you is today. All right, it's been hidden from you. All right, everybody seeing all the different ways that they did it. They got their perception. All right, but once you study, you know who you are. Amen. Once you know who you are, praise God. God could bless you. And you can understand. And then what shall we do? Once you find out who you are, is go to work. Go building. Go do things. Amen. The slavery of the black man in America, they build Washington, D.C. They lend the slave owners lent their slaves to Washington, D.C. to build Washington, D.C. So we see here today that you need to know today who you are out there, people, and who they are, who they is, the other people are. All right? So we see here today, you may come to Christ while you have an opportunity today, and you can make it, praise God. And then we thank and praise God for all of you today. Thank and praise God for Block Talk Radio. Thank and praise God for Mother Geraldine. Yep. Yeah, we thank and praise God for her today. All right. We thank and praise God for her because she's a participant in the program. Amen. So let me know. Amen. We love you. We care about you. 4711 North 22nd Street, Tampa, Florida, 33605. All right. I'm sorry, not 37. 4711. North 22nd Street, Tampa, Florida, 33605. Then you know that God loves you while you got to go on your knees and repent and ask God to save your soul. Ask Him to reveal Himself to you. Amen. We thank and praise God for all of you today as we go on today. And we love you. God bless you. And we're out. Praise God. We thank you. Next week.